आईरे प्रभात ले बाबा को साथ उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति अमृत वेला। टुडेज हेडिंग रूटीन ऑफ द होल डे ऑन द थॉट्स ऑफ अमृत वेला। यू हैव रिसीव्ड सो मेनी ट्रेजर्स फॉर हैविंग पॉजिटिव थॉट्स। डू यू नो दैट यू हैव अनलिमिटेड ट्रेजर्स? डू यू नॉट? Pure thoughts means powerful thoughts. Waste and powerful cannot stay together, just as day and night cannot stay together. Baba has also told you what pure thoughts you should have as soon as you open your eyes at Amrit Vela. Whatever pure and positive thoughts of love for the Father you have at Amrit Vela, such will be the influence throughout the day, because Amrit Vela is the beginning period. It is the Satopradhan time. It is the time for the children to receive special blessing and cooperation from the Father. That is why the first thought at Amrit Vela is the basis of the whole day's timetable. It is remembered that Brahma created the world through thought, sankalp. Thought has been given so much importance. Brahma creates the creation in the beginning period. In the same way, whatever thoughts you Brahmins create in the beginning of the day, the period of Amrit Vela, accordingly, the atmosphere of routine will be there automatically. So Baba is saying, you have got treasures of what? Thoughts. Which thoughts? Pure and positive and powerful thoughts. So you have got this treasure of powerful thoughts, positive thoughts, pure thoughts. And wherever there are pure thoughts, waste thoughts cannot stay. Samarth and Vyarth, they cannot stay together. Just as when there is a day, night cannot be. When there is night, the light cannot be. In the similar manner, Baba says, you have got the treasure of powerful thoughts, pure thoughts. And whatever thoughts you have at Amrit Vela, that thought will be the foundation of the entire day. If the thoughts are waste, less likely that the day would be powerful. If the thoughts are impure, the day would be impure. If the thoughts are negative, the day would be negative. So the entire day depends upon Amrit Vela. So how much attention one should pay to this Amrit Vela? What is my stage at Amrit Vela? How powerful is the Amrit Vela? What is the very first thought when we wake up at Amrit Vela? Baba says, as soon as you open your eyes, what is the first thought you get? Whatever is the thought, the same would be the day. So we should have an abundant stock of powerful thoughts, pure stock thoughts. And for that, one must continuously churn knowledge all the time, extracting powerful points from Murli, understanding them, imbibing them, going to the depth of them. This is very important. Otherwise, mind gets filled with all the dirt and dust of this world. Most of the media is pollution. There is sound pollution. There is media pollution. There is thought pollution. There is emotional pollution. There is social pollution, political pollution, religious pollution. Everywhere, this is the world of pollution. So, to create powerful thoughts at Amrit Vela is what is needed. To have a powerful stage at Amrit Vela, to have powerful experience at Amrit Vela, to have powerful wakefulness at Amrit Vela is what is needed. And we can control the whole day by controlling Amrit Vela. Otherwise, to control the day is very difficult. But yes, Baba is saying, if you can control your Amrit Vela, you control the whole day. So what you do at Amrit Vela, that's very important. So first is thought. Create very powerful thoughts at Amrit Vela. Second is emotions. And the most powerful emotions in this world are the emotions of love of God. Divine love. In today's slogan, Baba said you have to become the Ganges of love, so much so that the ocean of love is visible in you, in your eyes, in your everything. So divine love, love of God, is the supreme love, is the highest love. The strong currents of divine emotions should arise in the heart. The strong waves of divine current, divine love, that should pull the spirit, and the flesh is remained behind. And the flesh you forget. This is the world of flesh. Enter into the world of spirits. The flesh pulls. The flesh is dirty. The flesh dirties you. Spirit purifies you. Amrit Vela is the time for spiritual detox. Amrit Vela is the time to throw out all the toxins. Amrit Vela is the time for spiritual fasting. So fill yourself with divine emotions. How to fill yourself with divine emotions? By getting close. How to become close with Baba? By different relationships, one. Then, how to increase this proximity, this intimacy with God? Experiencing Baba's love, how?
Different ways.
Which different ways? How to intensify this divine love? How to make it passionate? Soul consciousness. But how to make it intensely passionate? Not at action, I'm talking about Amrit Vela. Know the importance of? Remember what all he has done for you. Remember what he has given you. Remember the life before coming to Baba. remember the life before this knowledge. What time we used to get up, what time we used to do things, how were our relationships, how was the life, what was the food. Baba said, in today's Murli, this is the world of corpses. What is there to remember corpse? What is there to remember the graveyard? There is nothing in this world. So we were lying in that world and God has pulled us. And He has pulled us and brought us here. So remember all the things that He has done for you. Remember all the attainments, remember all the treasures, remember all the fortune. In today's Murli again Baba said, sometimes very easily somebody's fortune is opened and he becomes instrument. Sometimes. So we are those children whose door of fortune is opened by God Himself. So create divine emotions within. One is, there are two type of lovers. One are intellectual lovers and second are emotional lovers. One are brainy lovers, logical lovers, reasoning lovers, scientific lovers. Others are lovers. They are emotional. They are mystics. They are not brainy. They don't understand much nor they remember much. But they are moved by that love, by that passion, by that divine emotions. Their heart is filled with that spiritual receptivity, spiritual sensitivity, that the sight of beloved moves them. This is also necessary, intellect, but this is heart. So heart is more important. Heart is stronger than head. So create the divine heart within. Create the heart that loves Him above all. Create a heart that knows not anything other than Him. Forget the world. In English there is a saying, forget the world and its father. In its father means, this is for the world. But remember the father and forget the world and its father. So, whatever will be the first emotion, the same emotion will persist throughout the day. If it is a very strong, powerful emotion of love of God, the same emotion will persist throughout the day. So, very powerful thought at Amrit Vela, very powerful emotion at Amrit Vela, third, very powerful Smriti, awareness at Amrit Vela. The same awareness will continue throughout the day. Extremely powerful awareness. The moment you get up, feel as if who has woken you up. Who is standing in front of you? Who is talking to you? Who is you? Who is your father? Who am I? That is a persistent question. Who am I? Baba said in today's Murli at the start, this is your new birth. When you die, the world dies. This is the life of dying alive. The body is dead. So what is the awareness? What is the extent of vairagya for this world? How much detached I am from everything. Everything. From people, from things, from places, from speeches, from work, from duties. Everything that happens around me, I see everything as play. Even diseases. In today's Murli, Baba said, there is a chit chat going on. If somebody, Baba says, I have cough, Shri Baba says, what I should do? That is your karmic account, you settle it. It is your bhogna, that is your suffering. I can't do anything. If I do for you, I will have to do for everyone. So I can't do anything. I have not come for this purpose. I have come only for one purpose. I am the purifier. I have come to make impure into pure. That's it. Don't tell me all these things. Now this sister is sitting. She will go in the train and she will die. Baba will say, drama. What I can do? I am not here to make somebody dead into alive. It's given in Bible that Mary comes to Jesus and she says, Lord, wherever you, had you been here, my brother would not have died. And she starts crying. Jesus says, where is your brother? She says, he died 3 days back. Jesus says, take me to her, him. And they take him. And there is a cave. And Jesus is standing here and he cries out, he shouts, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus, come out. And he is dead 3 days back. And he comes out, walking, wrapped in whites. And everybody is awestruck. Oh, this is a miracle, this is a miracle. But now, there is another school of thought. They have another thinking. They say that, okay, this Lazarus, who is made alive by Jesus, now, he starts drinking wine. He starts wasting his life. So what is the use? Even if he was dead and made alive now, but he starts indulging in frivolous pleasures of the world, then what is the use? What great thing has been done? In the world, people say we should have long life. But what you will do with the long life? That is another thing. Okay, do pranayama and have long life. But what to do? Life is in sorrow and suffering and pain. Why to live long life? Why to have long life? They say you do this, you will remain healthy. Okay, fine. But those who have long life, they are suffering. The thing is, long life is must, but then you should have purpose in life. Then it is the best thing. If you are enjoying this life, definitely you should crave for long life. So what smriti you have at Amrit Vela, what awareness you have at Amrit Vela, the same will persist throughout the day. The same will become reality. The fourth, whatever visualization you create at Amrit Vela, the same visualization will try to become reality, will become sakar, will translate into practice at Amrit Vela. In today's Murli, again Baba said, stay awake at night and the same practice will continue throughout the day. So creating powerful visualization, creating powerful sceneries, they are known as creative imagery. Creative imagery. Creating new imageries, new visions, new scenes every day at Amrit Vela. If you create, the same will persist, the same will go on for a long time. So Amrit Vela is a time to create new visualizations. Amrit Vela is a time to create positive visualizations, new, creative. Some visualizations which you have never created before, you have never tasted before. Go on the top of the mountain and sit there. And emerge the world and give Sakash. I see different visions. Baba says, go in the golden age. Go on a trip at Amrit Vela. As if you are standing in front of a big, huge gate. You open the gate and inside is the golden age. Now enter and start walking and see things. Observe things. See this beauty which is there. See the small children who are in golden age. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, even children will not cry in golden age. Just as Shiva Baba gives the ordinance that you should not go in vices, Brahma gives the ordinance that you should not cry. So go and look at the children of golden age. How are they? What do they do? How do they play? How is the palace? How are the flowers? How are the trees? How are the fruits? How are the aeroplanes? How are the clouds? What administration? What school? what divine love, what soul conscious vision, what beauty, what purity, what nature is there. So, creating a visualization, creating an imagery, creating a new thought at Amrit Vela, the same will persist throughout the day. Or, there's yet another thing which you can do. At Amrit Vela, visualize the whole routine of your day. For example, if somebody works in some office, visualize that office, that work field. Somebody is doing service in kitchen or dining. Imagine that at Amrit Vela and see as if it is filled with light. And all souls, all persons who are entering, they are beings of light. That's an angelic place. That whole place is filled with light. And the walls are made up of light. The light is made up of light. The air is light. The walls, the floor, the windows, the persons, the things, the objects, the mobile is made up of light. Everything is light. The pen is of light. The laptop, the computers, the board, the sofas, the table, the chair, the book. Everything is made up of light. That's a very beautiful imagery. You see that everything is filled with light. And I am also made up of light. The soul is light. The body is light. The food is light. The plate is light. The hand is light. Everything is light. So, powerful visualizations at Amrit Vela. Powerful thought at Amrit Vela will persist. Powerful emotion at Amrit Vela will persist. Powerful smriti at Amrit Vela will persist. Powerful visualization at Amrit Vela will persist. Powerful dreams at Amrit Vela. Dream with open eyes, not with closed eyes. Dream with open eyes. They are known as visions. Mother Teresa had shared one of her experiences. She said that when she was young, a lady came to her house and she said, "I have 8 children and they all are hungry. Do you have some rice? Would you like to give me some food?" So Mother Teresa says, "Okay, you just go, I'll come to you." And she goes to her house, she's a neighbor, and she gives that lady rice. So what that lady does, she divides the rice in 2 parts. And this lady has got 8 children who are hungry from last 1 or 2 days. They're very poor. So what that lady does, she divides the rice into 2 parts. And takes 1 part and goes out and comes back after some time. So this Mother Teresa asks, "Where had you gone?" She said, "To our neighbor." "For what?" "To give them rice." "Why?" "Because they were hungry." Mother Teresa said, "I was not surprised that she is merciful, but I was surprised at the fact that when you are in sorrow, that time to remember that other is also in sorrow. It's a great thing. To help others is not a very good thing. It's a great thing. Everybody helps. But suppose when you are in sorrow, when you are in suffering, at that time to remember that somebody is suffering, somebody is in sorrow, that's a great act. That needs a very big heart." So creating a big heart at Amrit Vela. Creating a heart that loves God above all at Amrit Vela. Creating a heart that doesn't know anything other than God. Because when you love seed, God is seed. When you love seed, you automatically love the whole creation. Otherwise, to love the creation is very difficult. Love thy neighbor. How to love neighbor? Because we know that neighbor is also the Son of the same Supreme. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, "Make this drishti very pakka, powerful. All are brothers." In today's Murli Baba said, "Soul is male, not female." So all are males. All are children of one God. All are seed. All are the children of one seed. He is the Supreme Seed. So this is what we have to do at Amrit Vela. Om Shanti.